This is Adventist World Radio Ghana, Voice of Hope.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
For today's Daylight magazine, we have Your Bible and You, Youth Corner, and Moments of Truth. I'm your presenter, Emanuela Brefumenta, welcoming you to today's magazine. Stay tuned.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. It is now time for your Bible and you.
For our reflections, we shall look at Genesis chapter 1, verses 24 to 31.
And God said, "Let the land produce living creatures according to their kinds, livestock, creatures that move along the ground, and wild animals, each according to its kind." And it was so. God made the wild animals according to their kinds, the livestock according to their kinds, and all the creatures that move along the ground according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. Then God said,
"Let us make human beings in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground."
So God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God he created them. Male and female he created them. God blessed them and said to them,
"Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground."
Then God said,
"I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. And to all the beasts of the earth, and all the birds in the sky, and all the creatures that move on the ground, everything that hath the breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food."
And it was so. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day.
Just listened to the audio version of Genesis chapter 1, verses 24 to 31. Keep this in your heart.
AWR, Voice of Hope. We will bring you joy. Keep hope alive.
Brace yourself for our next segment, Youth Corner.
You must stay beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll leave you all. So afraid that you will not be found. It won't be long before your sun goes down. Just leave it to me, I'll leave.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Youth Corner. My name is Afrenia Makeke. Lord Lugard Webu and Anita Adombuache are here with me once again to continue the discussion on skin bleaching. This time round, we find out whether there are some more acceptable ways of bleaching the skin. Some people go for the natural means using lemon and some other ingredients. Lord, do those ones fall within the range of acceptability?
Well, if you use bleaching, I wouldn't be able to give you any answers. But if you use
natural means, some people have special baths, lying, some special concoctions, if I may call them, to become fair. Right. Not necessarily bleaching. Okay. The term they use is improve their skin color, but in the end, it ends up enhancing the color of the skin.
You know, God expects that we appear good all the time. Cleanliness, they say, is next to what? Godliness and all that. So the way you present yourself matters a lot. So you may want to always appear good, all right? But I wouldn't advise you to make frantic efforts going for things to apply to your body and all that to look good or appear good. Everything we need to appear good or look good is in there in the Bible for us. I'll put it in two broad categories. The first one is about our diet. If you eat well, you have no problem at all with how you appear. Unless, of course, you have a cat and then it leaves a mark on your body. Okay? If you eat well, particularly fruits and vegetables, these lotions that we use, most of them were made from, these fruits and vegetables with some other chemicals added just to give it more impact. So if you eat these things from the natural source, like the avocado pear, carrots, pawpaw, those green leafy vegetables as well, those things will help give your skin a good look on any day at all. Then we talk about habits as well. Habits, I would say, if you bath well, you groom your skin very well, you wouldn't have any problem of wanting to appear nicer by applying certain things to your skin. You avoid yourself from excessive heat or sunburns. And you wouldn't have any effect on the skin, which you may want to stop or minimize. So habits and diet will help you a lot.
Anita, are there more acceptable ways of enhancing the skin without necessarily bleaching?
Yes, there are.
And just before we look at that issue, I just want us to explore this as well. The matter of people not necessarily purchasing creams and all that to bleach their skin by using other natural products like lemon, as I stated earlier, and some products that contain vitamin C to enhance the color of their skin, eventually leading to bleaching. They may call it natural, but is it also sinful?
For me, I feel anything done for the sole purpose of bleaching is unacceptable. But if you would want tips on how to keep your skin healthy, the key is healthy, then fine. Then that's what my brother Lord said. I would like to add a few by saying hydration is very important. Water, water, water. We take that for granted, but when you drink water in its required amount, you realize that there is a change in your skin. And one thing too, you have to moisturize your skin. It's very important. Some people may say, I have oily skin and all that. God knows why He made it so. And for those of us who don't have it, you must remember to moisturize your skin. Because when your skin is dry, it's prone to crack. Mm-hmm. And that's when you have... moisturizing creams. We have those that don't have the chemical substances like cocoa butter, shea butter. You can use those ones. Those ones are healthy. And then we also have the act of cleansing your face with a face towel and soap. You don't necessarily have to buy a face cleanser. When you have a separate towel, I usually advise that you do it with a soft one. And don't rub it too hard. Gently. Sometimes we rub it with the intention of cleaning and getting rid of the dirt. But actually, you rub it gently in a circular motion. I've tried it and I've realized that there is improvement in my skin. And then also the last thing is to apply sunscreen. My brother was talking about trying as much as possible to avoid the sun. But in our part of the world, it's not always the case. So if you find out that your job permits you to be in the sun more than required, you can apply sunscreen. And sunscreen won't bleach you, but it will maintain the skin. It will avoid the direct UV rays from coming
out. How do we also avoid, in totality, the issue of increasing cases of bleaching, even in the chin?
The first thing is the attitude. We have to attack the heart. If you don't make the person understand that he or she is beautifully and wonderfully made, the person will continue to purchase the bleaching creams. You must make the person understand that God was wise. He is wise and will always be wise. That is why He created that skin color for you.
And you are a result of your parents. Your parents came together. You don't expect to have a dark father and a dark mother and automatically come out fair. Of course, there are rare cases. But God is wise. He will always be wise. He gave you the skin for a reason. And you have to appreciate it. You have to use it to build upon your life. And that's why I was saying earlier on that that's why he made a variety. We have very dark, we have light and all that. But all these things glorify him. That's why the whole earth is not one color. We have pink flowers, we have green grass, we have blue sea. We have variety of colors. And this adds up to the beauty of his creation. So we can only reduce skin bleaching by informing them about how beautiful they are. If you're a parent, continuously remind your child of how beautiful she is, of how handsome he is. Continuously whisper words of encouragement to your wife. Let her know that you appreciate her for who she is and not for who she wants to be, whether bleaching or not. She's beautiful and he's handsome, no matter what.
All right, Lord, to the same question, really, how we can prevent as Christians in our own way the prevalence of bleaching cases, people actually bleaching, trying to enhance their skin through unacceptable ways like this.
I only say that our continuous trust in God alone is enough. Whatever you are, whatever you've been, whatever you are, whatever you'll be, you entrust it into God's hands. And you live a kind of life that will give you the chance to take attention off yourself. People give themselves too much attention. How do I look? How do I appear? I mean, all these things. You seek to honor God in everything that you do. And if that rings a bell in your heart and in your mind all the time, even when the thought of bleaching or toning your skin in a way comes to mind, you can quickly brush it off. So trusting wholly in the Lord and then seeking to honor him in everything that you do is a process. You learn to do that and you're okay.
Okay.
I just wanted to add that these celebrities who are portrayed in the magazines, it's not 100% real. They go through a lot of editing. Sometimes, even when you watch how they go through their photo shoots, you realize that there is a large amount of light. If you should see them in real life, you are better off than most of them. So we shouldn't strive to be those people who are portrayed in the glossy magazines. Be you and be real. And that's
what you also see that appearances are always deceptive.
And be you and be real. That's what Anita says. Yeah. And Law says also that you must be content with your appearance, because sometimes what you see outside, people portraying, may not necessarily be original. Be content with what God has given you. On that note, we draw the curtain on this discussion and continue with our final part on skin bleaching. My name is Afrenia Makeke. Lord Lugard Webu and Anita Adomboache have been my panelists.
Is Adventist World Radio Ghana, Voice of Hope. If you need further information or study materials on issues we have discussed, please write to Adventist World Radio Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana, West Africa. Or if you have access to the internet, send us an email through radio@vvu.edu.gh. Or better still, you can call us on +233 3070 51 058 or +233 2087 04 532. If our lines are busy, don't give up. Just keep on trying, for we're expecting your calls, emails and letters.
AWR, Voice of Hope, we will bring you joy. Keep hope alive. Strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. Its power. The blood Jesus shed for me,
that gives me strength from day to day to day. It will never lose
its power, its power. The blood of Jesus shed for me, Jesus shed for me.
To multiply happiness is to draw closer to God through His Word. It is now time for Moment of Truth.
Beloved in the Lord, we welcome you to Moment of Truth, a time when God speaks to our heart. Shall we call our friends as we pray together? Father, in the name of Jesus, we commit our teachings here unto the hands of Jesus Christ. May you speak to our heart. Bless all our listeners in Jesus' name. We're going to look at a third series in our teachings on homosexuality, lesbianism, and bestiality. And we're moving to signs of homosexuality or lesbianism. Now, there are certain basic signs that foretells if a person is a homosexual or not. And one is the person, he may be an effeminate. That is a man who is displaying what are regarded as feminine qualities. It may be a man, all right, but all her behavior, sometimes even his physical appearance, his dressing, his entire disposition displays certain high level of feminism, and he exhibits feminine qualities. It is one sign. Two, she may be very feminine. She may be a woman, all right, but very feminine. It means she's extra feminine. And that is one other positive sign for lesbianism. Three, she may be masculine and ugly. Not only that, that female who is also masculine exhibits masculinity and shows that he is more of a man than a woman. Four, strong hatred for the opposite sex. These are signs that tells that it does not mean that all who exhibit these signs are also homosexuals or lesbians. But there are signs that tells, and these are landmarks, that if you are a parent and you begin to see some of this in the life of your child, you need to be very careful and watch. Now, let's look at certain research work on sex, cross-cultural anthropological studies by Ford and Beach. They concern 77 different cultures in the world, and they came to a conclusion that all known cultures are strongly biased in favor of copulation between male and female, as contrasted with alternative avenues of sexual expressions. It simply means that among the 77 cultures studied, they all favor heterosexual relationships instead of homo or same-sex relationships. And no society or culture actually toes in line with homosexual relationship or lesbianism. That society abhors it. And the Bible calls it an act which is against nature and describes it as a shameful and pervasive and abominable act that we must not encourage. The Bible and sexuality. First in the Lord, God makes sex to be experienced by persons in marriage. So this means married persons should be a man and a woman. Genesis chapter 1, 28-29, the Bible says God made a man and a woman and blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply. He made Adam and Eve, not a male and a male, not John and Adams, not Kofi and Kobina, beloveds in the Lord, not Amma and Afi. God made a male and God made a female and bless them and say, be fruitful and multiply, not a human being and a beast. This is an abomination and perversion. And the church of God and society must not compromise on the stand, but speak strongly against this social practice because it brings the wrath of God upon a nation and it happened to Sodom and Gomorrah. So what do we do out of this situation? What do we do? One, we need to love our children as parents. We need to love them. We need to inculcate two Christian values and the fear of God earlier in the life of our children. Three, we need to guide or we need to help our children develop healthy relationship into marriage. We need also four to help our children overcome relational disappointment. If your daughter or your son have been jilted by a lady or by a man and they are worried, that is the time they need our strength and encouragement to be able to overcome and to come out of that situation, to forgive and to forget and to get normal life going again. Also, if they keep the pain and the hatred, they begin to hate the opposite sex and it leaves something different. We need to five to observe critically our children's behavior and know what they are doing. If they are alone with same-sex persons in room for a long time, we need to peep and to know what they are doing. Number six, we need to have God's presence, a daily devotional worship in our homes with our family. And number seven, we need to help our friends, homosexual and lesbian, show them love of God and point them to a Savior who can save them out of this situation. Beloveds in the Lord, we'll be looking also into another series to the glory of God. And it is our prayer that we take a very critical look into our moral standards. We should not be so accommodating and be so permissive so much so that we accept everything that comes our way. We need to love our children. We need to inculcate Christian values into them. We need to actually see, to know who are their friends and observe them very critically. It has certain changes coming into their lives. We need to know, and this helps them out of trouble. The Lord bless us as we grow to do what is the will of God. May He help us to change our moral values, to accept God's way of living, to become God-fearing, that one day He can number us among the saints May he bless all our listeners in Jesus' name. Amen. This is Moment of Truth. Your servant, Pastor G. Y. Adwadu, God richly bless you. Amen.
This is Adventist World Radio Ghana, Voice of Hope. If you need further information or study materials on issues we have discussed, please contact us on Adventist World Radio Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box AF-595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana, West Africa. Or if you have access to the internet, send us an email through radio@vvu.edu.gh. Or better still, you can call us on +233 3070 51 058 or +233 20 87 04 532. If our lines are busy, don't give up. Just keep on trying, for we're expecting your calls, emails, and letters. My dear listener, I believe you have been blessed by our programs. Keep pondering over lessons learned from our magazines to stay blessed. Enjoy the rest of your day. I have been your presenter, Emanuela Brifumensa. Bye for now.